the mind of the thinker, then, the Holy Spirit is judgmental, but only in order to unify your mind so that your mind can proceed without judgment. Your mind being unified, which allows you to proceed without judgment, this enables your mind to teach without judgment and therefore learn to be without judgment. Okay, here we go. He just told us the process of letting go of judgment, and I bet you kind of went over our heads. Okay, let's go back. It does look like the Holy Spirit and what I've just told us to do is very judgmental, because we're talking about sorting things out. So this is an example of the Holy Spirit using judgment to unify our mind. Because now we're being taught how to use judgment so that there'll be only one thing in our mind: peace, love, truth. So that's how we know the Holy Spirit is with us right now, because right now as we're sitting here, we're experiencing the process that the Holy Spirit does. It's using judgment so that we can go beyond judgment. It's saying, accept, purify, reject. He says this enables your mind to teach without judgment, because judgment is really trying to decide between two different things. So if I'm no longer trying to decide between two different things, then I no longer judge. So if I want only love, deserve only love, deserve only prosperity, deserve only abundance, deserve only peace, that's all I deserve, then I'm no longer in judgment, because I'm not going back and forth about what I want. So that's how you learn to finally be without judgment, because you're no longer trying to choose between two different things that you want.
Wow. I wonder if I can do that.
Of course you can. Of course you can only want peace for yourself. Of course you can. Of course you can. And at the point you only want peace for yourself, and you know that's all you want, then you're no longer judging. Because judging is evaluating, and there's nothing to evaluate if you've already decided. Because the purpose of evaluation is to help you make a decision. So if I make the decision, judgment goes. But until I can let judgment go, I'm going to accept, purify, and reject. That's the judge. So I'm going to take my ability to judge. I'm going to accept what moves me toward my goal. I'm going to purify whatever's not taking me quite there but should. And if you really kind of go opposite to the goal of peace for me, I'm just going to reject that thought altogether. That's using judgment to finally make the decision that that's all you want. Because if you do that long enough, that's going to be all you want. And then you won't even have to stop and do the process anymore.
Wow.
Right now you do the process because we're retraining our mind. But once you do it over and over again, your mind goes, wait a minute, I'm just judging so that I can have peace. I'm just judging so I can have peace. I'm just analyzing so I can have peace. All I want is peace. All I want is peace. All I want peace, 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 peace. Well, then after a while, why go through the process? Just go to all I want is peace. But in the beginning, you use the process, because in the beginning, you think that there are two worlds that you're living in that are offering you these two choices. Mm-hmm. One that you can be screwed over, and one that you can have peace. So in the beginning, you have to judge. Mm-hmm. You have to judge. You have to judge. How do I feel? What is the goal? What is this for? That's what the Course said. Ask me, what am I doing this for? What do I want out of this? What would a loving person look like? Because in the beginning, I need to sort it out.
Okay, Earl, so you're in a situation, and you're judging it as there's something wrong with it. You don't like it. You're not being treated right, or you're not getting what you want, or whatever. And so rather than making that judgment call on the external circumstance that is upsetting your peace, you just reject that and say, I just want peace.
Yes, as quickly as possible, because the Course says when you have peace of mind, that's a condition in which the memory of God, it comes back to you, or the remembrance of the truth, or your ability to hear your guidance. Because you can't hear your guidance when you're in fear and conflict. So the reason why you want to get to peace is so you can hear the answer that you're looking for in that physical situation. Because no matter what's happening on the physical, you still have a choice as to whether or not you're going to give your peace away about it or not give your peace away about it. And if it is something traumatic going on the physical, then you want to have enough peace to be able to hear the guidance that's coming to you from God. Which you cannot hear if you're in total conflict. What do you mean by total conflict? Not being sure that you really want peace.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm in this situation that's driving me crazy, but my ego says, go out there and deal with the situation before you give yourself the state of mind that will give you the answer. See how crazy it is? Go out there and deal with the situation before you achieve the state of mind that will give you the answer, that will tell you what to do when you go out there.
Okay. Cool.
See, because if I go out there before I have the peace to hear the answer, I'm just going to increase the conflict, strengthen the part of me that thinks I don't deserve to have peace anyway, and it goes, another point for me.
Yeah.
Another point for me, the part of me that don't like me. I'm going to get you to go out there and try to do something before you give yourself peace.
So if you don't like it, you just say, oh, okay, I don't like it, but I'm going to wait, and I'm going to let my peace guide me so that I can hear what is the right answer, the right solution.
If at all possible. In most situations, on life and death situations, if you have to make a decision in a second. Most decisions, you can't back off for a minute, you know. So this is so cool to me, because what it's doing is it's really helping me to actually believe it's possible for me to be without judgment. This, for the first time in my life, I can really see how, okay, if I'm not trying to decide between what I deserve, then I no longer need to judge because I've made the decision. Earl Purdy only wants total fulfillment and peace. So that is no longer a problem. This is what I want. There's no need for me to judge about, does he deserve it, does he not deserve it? Do you deserve it? Do you not deserve it? Because that's coming from me not knowing who I am, which is going to promote a mood that's going to make me feel bad, and I won't be able to hear what my voice of inner love is telling me because I'm PO'd.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go out and do something from all that anger and frustration. It's going to be the wrong thing because I didn't listen to my guidance in the first place. It's going to make it worse, and I get more angry than I was a few minutes ago. Recreated again, believing it even more, recreated again, believe it. So it's a vicious circle that you're entwining. It's like entwining yourself more and more and more and more and more and more and more in rope. How do you break that pattern? How do you break that band? At some point in all of the attacking and defending that I'm doing, all the attacking and defending I'm doing, I stop attacking. Which is terrifying. Because I believe while I stop attacking, everybody's going to be able to attack me, and I'm going to be defenseless, and everybody's going to just run all over me and screw me all up.
Yep.
So I'm not going to attack, but it's scary. I'm trying not to attack. And so you don't really understand that you are not alone, and that you are being protected, and that you don't have to just protect yourself on your own, because you're not doing something that you can do on your own. You can't pull off what I'm talking about on your own. You won't go to enough classes to be able to do this on your own. And the ego is trying to go to classes so they can get to the point he can do it on his own. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you won't be able to do anything that the Course in Miracles is talking about on your own. It's an ego alien journey. An ego alien journey is any journey that requires you to join with something other than your own self.
Wow.
It's a journey that calls for you to open up to the possibility that there might be something else besides you that is you.
Wow. You're hot.
So the ego goes crazy behind it, because the ego mind is like going, how can I do this by myself? Because it's through autonomy that I claim my power. It's through me not needing nobody else for nothing else ever that I claim my power. It's through controlling the unknown that I claim my power. So it freaks at A Course in Miracles class, because what A Course in Miracles class says is this most horrible, frightening ideas you could ever say to a person who believes they're guilty, fearful, and on their own. I'm always amazed that people come to this class.
Black or white, huh?
Yeah, black or white. You know, that's why I say, I call it beings in a black body, beings in a white body, beings in a yellow body. That's why I just describe the whole race thing. It's like, beings in a different color body.
Beings.
You went to the body store and you picked out a white one, and I went to the body store and I picked out a black one, but we the same thing. And there's a story that goes with each one of those bodies. And it would be fun to hear about the results and some of the adventures we had in our different stories.
Yep.
So now as a result of this, then I have fun with my culture, and I have fun with my race, and I feel good about all those things because it's just my story. You know, so I love to be around Jewish people who tell me about what that's like to grow up a Protestant, a Catholic, or whatever. It's like, I love to hear about people's stories. It's not like I'm a run away from the race thing, like when somebody tells me they never noticed I was black. I say, are you blind? That doesn't impress me with your spirituality, even though I understand your point. I don't think there's anything wrong with being black. I'm just not.